It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Ryder. It's Monday, June 28th, 2021. We have 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds, 10 to 15 knots gusting to 20 in the afternoon, wind waves from the south, 4 feet at 5 seconds apart, and west swells, 4 feet at 11 seconds, and patchy fog in the morning. That might mean cooler temperatures. Let's keep our fingers crossed. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about the container shipping industry, all the problems that are happening there, and how it could, one article that I'm going to share with you, the headline is something about buying your Christmas presents early this year because of shipping backups. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. Today we have 5 inbounders, we have 5 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 8 ships heading downriver and out to sea. Well, today I'd like to give you an update on the state of shipping. We've been talking recently on Ship Reports lately about the difficult situation regarding container shipping and the shortages it's creating in consumer goods everywhere in the world and here in the United States as well. So here's a story from Bloomberg News, and the headline is a bit disturbing. Here's the headline. It says, "Shipping woes mean you may want to Christmas shop early." So that got my attention. So let me read you a little bit of this piece and follow up with a look at what's happening locally in Puget Sound, where a lot of container ships go in our region. But before I start, let me just say that we are not seeing these kinds of ship bottlenecks here on the Columbia because we don't have that many container ships, maybe 1 or 2 a week max. The Columbia River market deals primarily in raw materials and agricultural products, and so dry mineral cargoes, things like that. So the ingredients for the manufacturing that creates the goods that then come back to us on container ships. So let me read you a little bit of this Bloomberg News article. If it seems like shipping delays and soaring delivery costs aren't getting any better, it's because they're both getting worse. Throughout the pandemic, blame for global supply chain disruptions has bounced from COVID-19 outbreaks to container shortages, from Americans buying garden tools to a massive ship beaching itself across the Suez Canal in March, and that was the Ever Given. We talked about that. 6 days, I think, that ship was stuck there, and it created a massive worldwide repercussions from just that short bottleneck in a very important choke point in world trade. So these issues are all still causing problems, but there's a new hiccup that threatens to prolong the pain here in this situation, maybe even long enough to upset Christmas shopping. The key export hub of Yantian in the heart of China's factory belt was partially shut down in June to control virus cases from the COVID-19 virus, shrinking what little spare capacity existed in an industry that moves more than $4 trillion worth of goods across the global economy each year. And so I did mention this to you in a previous ship report, but evidently it is still a factor in shipping. And the domino effect or the continuing bottleneck, all these different sort of ingredients in a really bad recipe that's just wreaking havoc with worldwide shipping. It could be a month before Yantian is fully operational again, and the fallout is rippling to other ports. That means container shipping rates, which is where we get our 90% of everything, could stay high and delivery times could get stretched out even more heading into the peak season for inventory rebuilding in August, when retailers here and elsewhere in the world like to stuff warehouses with year-end Christmas items. So retailers are already thinking about the upcoming Christmas season at the end of the year. So people are already worried about whether this is people in the industry handling goods, buyers, about whether they can have the shipping capacity in August and September. So they're trying to lay their hands on whatever capacity they can get now. Consumer demand in the U.S. will probably remain reasonably high through the rest of the year. And the main question being whether the supply side, which is having troubles, can handle it. So one official said, "I would not predict another Suez Canal incident. That feels like a true black swan. But another port closing down and reducing capacity because of COVID is certainly foreseeable." Now, this term black swan, I've mentioned this before. It's an investment term, a market term, world market term, that means an unpredictable event that is beyond what is normally expected and can have severe consequences. I mean, there's certainly no way to anticipate whether another Ever Given type event is going to happen. But right now, any other disruption to the supply chain could have some really difficult consequences. So there are 6 shipping signals they talk about in this article. for people who are watching the industry to keep track of. One of them is port congestion. It's not just bad off the coast of Los Angeles and Long Beach, California. Ships waiting to offload are parked outside ports from Singapore to Savannah, Georgia, and big European gateways for trade like Hamburg, Liverpool, and Rotterdam are dealing with bottlenecks and delays too. Dozens of ships are queued up around Yantian, and by one estimate, more than 400,000 20-foot containers, shipping containers, were brought to a standstill. So even as Yantian resumes normal operations, the shockwaves could be felt far and wide in world trade. Now, container rates, starting in July, the industry is going to be placing a peak season surcharge of $2,000 for each 40-foot container that travels from East Asia to the U.S. and Canada, an extra fee that by itself is higher than the full rate for a container shipped on Trans-Pacific routes in 2019. So when the surcharges are higher than the fees were a couple of years ago, that is not a good sign. It's a sign that costs are rising. The problem is there still are not enough steel boxes to meet the demand on the most sought-after routes, especially from Asia to the U.S., and that's where most of our container ships come from, is from Asia. With Europe's reopenings gathering pace, the strains may get magnified. Another issue is freight expenditures that are on land. This situation is creating a lot of strain in terms of trucking capacity and trucking demand. Another issue could be low inventories. I've talked with you about just-in-time inventory models. So that is kind of gone the way of the dinosaur with COVID-19. It means that people used to use the container shipping industry as their warehouse because the flow of goods was so reliable and inexpensive. And that's not the case anymore. So that could be a problem. You may go to the store wanting something and it may not be there. Shipbuilding is another issue. A lot of companies have ordered ships to increase their capacity to carry cargo, but those probably won't be available until 2024. And kind of a local story that was an NPR story that aired earlier this month. Let me read you a little bit of this. It's about container ships backing up in places, meaning they're being anchored, waiting for the opportunity to go into port in places where they never have before. So let me read you a little bit of this. Whidbey Island, that's up near Seattle, is a lovely place about 30 miles north of Seattle on Puget Sound. Most days, the tranquil sounds of rolling waves and chirping birds provide an escape from the hustle and bustle of the city. But these days, all is not so serene. Residents are complaining about the ruckus created by humongous container ships anchored off their shore. Now, we're kind of used to ships being anchored off our shore, but most of the time you really don't hear them. I guess these ships are close enough so that they can hear the engines running on board, because even when ships are anchored, they have generators on board that need to be running. There are engines for that, so there can be a lot of noise depending on how close you are to a cargo ship. Whidbey Islanders are getting a front row seat to the growing U.S. trade deficit, which is hitting record highs, and that's from a story that NPR ran earlier this June. So our supply chain is struggling to keep up with demand. We'll have to see how it goes. I'll keep you posted on anything I find out. But as this article says, the one from Bloomberg, you might want to buy some of those Christmas presents early. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.